Okay, perhaps the problem really did lie with her. And she was the one who wasn't in her right mind. But she just couldn't seem to find a man that suited her. If only she could figure out what it was that was lacking. Oddly enough, her thoughts drifted back to last year's trial against Montgomery Charters, specifically to Quinn Montgomery, owner of the airline and one of the world's youngest self-made millionaires. Rebecca always prided herself on being calm, cool, and collected inside the courtroom and out, but there was just something about that man's steely command that threw her off her game. Whenever she met those intense black eyes from across the table, eyes that looked like they could see into the depth of her soul, something always compelled her to shy away. She wasn't sure what it was about the powerful tycoon that had her reacting in such a peculiar way. She only knew that he had the ability to rattle her hard-earned control, and because of it, she needed to keep her distance. The bartender stepped up to the table with fresh drinks, and as his presence pulled her thoughts back to the conversation at hand, Rebecca shook her head, wondering why she was thinking of the powerful and enigmatic Quinn Montgomery after all this time. Perhaps it was the fact that her friends had booked her flight through his airline, or perhaps it was something else entirely. Either way, he was a man she never wanted to come up against again, because the next time, she wasn't so sure she could keep her composure.
It's just a weekend away to relax. Let your hair down.
Melanie waved a dismissive hand like what they were suggesting was nothing more than an innocent day at the spa, except what they wanted her to do had sex, sin, and seduction written all over it.
Maybe at Freedom you'll learn to relax and stop trying to be in control of everything all the time.
Rebecca squared her shoulders and tucked a long, loose strand of hair back into the bun piled at the top of her head.
Hey, I don't always have to be in control of everything.
Her rebuttal was met with laughter. Okay, so maybe it was true, but it wasn't her fault. She'd come from nothing and had to work hard to get where she was, and it wasn't easy to loosen up and let go. Controlling every aspect of her life was how she got to where she was today.
And where is that?
Some inner voice asked, only to answer with, alone every night, with nothing but a battery-operated friend to keep you warm. Sophie squeezed her hand, and Rebecca looked up to meet a pair of big blue eyes full of genuine concern.
You've been so uptight that we thought you could use a bit of time to yourself.
Melanie bobbed her head.
And you never know. While you're away, maybe you'll figure out what it is you're looking for in a man.
At a sex resort? It's not a sex resort, Liliana reassured her. It's just a place where single people go to meet others. Slipping into lawyer mode, Rebecca challenged.
But when you say others, you mean the opposite sex, right?
So in my book, that's a sex resort. Rebecca picked up the ticket and turned it over in her hand. But as she thought about it, really, really thought about what her friends were offering her, her body began warming in the most intimate places. She wet her suddenly dry lips, her nipples tightening as she envisioned the salacious activities that undoubtedly took place on the exclusive island. A strange, garbled noise caught in her throat, and she shook her head to clear it. God, she must be crazy. And the jury was still out on that, because for a moment there, she actually found herself considering their ludicrous offer. Rebecca squinted to read the fine print.
Is this place even legal?
Of course it is.
And you leave first thing in the morning.
Melanie snatched the ticket and shoved it into Rebecca's purse, her way of saying the topic was no longer up for debate. Rebecca stiffened.
I don't think.
Which is why we're doing the thinking for you, Liliana countered.
If you're not at the airport by 9 sharp, I'll personally drag you from your bed and take you there.
Melanie finished her drink and grinned.
And don't come back until you've had at least a dozen orgasms.
And we don't want to hear a peep from you until Monday morning, when we'll meet you at the office to hear all the juicy details, Liliana said. If you call before then, we won't answer.
That's right, Sophie added, pointing to Rebecca's purse.